From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We call Connecticut the land of steady habits. Tonight, we voted for a big change.
The old politics of partisan polarization won today. For the sake of our state, our country, and my party, I cannot and will not let that result stand.
It is absolutely vital that the fighting now stop. Provided it does, I believe this resolution will make it possible to conclude a sustainable and lasting ceasefire agreement in the days ahead.
We are confident that we have disrupted a plan by terrorists to cause untold death and destruction and to commit, quite frankly, mass murder. We believe that the terrorists' aim was to smuggle explosives onto aeroplanes in hand luggage and to detonate these in flight. We also believe that the intended targets were flights from the United Kingdom to the United States of America.
The United States government has raised the nation's threat level to our highest level of alert, severe or red, for commercial flights originating in the United Kingdom and bound for the United States.
On one hand, you feel grateful. On the other hand, you feel really lucky. And on another hand, you just feel frustrated that you can't even bring so much as a book on an airplane.
The police and the security service will continue to give 100% effort. Of that, you can be sure. We also need you, the British public, to remain ever vigilant as you are our widest, closest, and strongest form of surveillance and intelligence.
This nation is at war with Islamic fascists who will use any means to destroy those of us who love freedom, to hurt our nation.